Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, ang podcast na hindi hakaw, hindi rin dumpling. We are your hosts.
I'm Kevin from Scale Up Solutions.
I'm Abel Maningas from 10 and 11 Design. Okay. Kamusta, Kev?
Ulitin ko lang yung sinabi ko kanina. Yung decline nung ano nung show my opener natin. Nagsimula sa akin eh, nung nag-joke ako eh. Medyo nararamdaman na natin yung decline.
Ano decline? Mas creative nga na nga tayo, di ba? Diba? Kahit medyo nagalit yung ibang listeners dun sa joke mo na pinagpatuloy ko rin na trend. I think mas creative. I will give us credit. Like, nagbuhat ng sariling bangka eh. No? Pero, mas mahirap ano, mag-isip.
Kesa sa kuha ka lang ng random facts. No? Witty. Oh. Sige. Magbuhat tayo ng sariling bangka.
Yeah.
No? Wikipedia ko lang din kinuha.
Wikipedia lang natin, di ba? At least yun, pinag-iisipan. Kaya listeners, nag-effort talaga kami.
Uy, yung una naman, may effort yon. Yung hindi, yung ano, yung minsan master, minsan ano, minsan, kalimutan ko na, minsan king. Yun, ano rin yun. Nag-isipan mo. Oh,
well, lahat naman pinag-isipan.
Nag-isip maganap sa internet.
Oh, nga
eh. Kamusta ka naman, Abel?
Well, okay naman. Ngayon, I think medyo positive yung energy natin dalawa. Nag-start tayo with jokes eh. No? Pero, yeah. Pretty good. Actually, siguro update with me is nagra-run ako ng FB ads, which is exciting and something new for me. Coming off from our previous episode, diba, talking about Facebook advertising and privacy. Actually, hindi naman Facebook advertising pinag-usapan natin last time, pero very related yung privacy with Apple. So, I think yun din yung reason why that topic was important for me. So I've run a couple of FB ads and it's quite complicated to be honest. Like if you haven't gone into it, it's not ano, it's not like yung boost lang yung post. Parang there's a certain amount of knowing your customer and knowing how to target that customer, understanding how the tool works. This is set up my Facebook pixel, that kind of stuff. So, new learning experience and exciting for me. So, yeah. Tumaas din yung respect ko with marketers talaga. Kasi it's not like siguro no before versus the marketing now is, mm-hmm. I think, a lot more technical than just marketing no what I know of nung college or nung bata pa. So yeah. So that's me. Ikaw, kumusta ka naman, Kev?
Ako, I think I'm more convinced about the wireless thing. The wireless earbuds thing. Definitely. Nakikita ko na yung value. So minsan kahit naglalakad-lakad lang ako sa labas, yung I still get to listen to music. Para bumabalik yung dating use niya. Na instead of naka-wired, naka-wireless na. So, minsan nga nakakalimutan ko suot ko siya. So, umabot na ako sa ganung level. So, I'm more convinced.
Ingat ka, baka maligo ka ng ano, suot mo yung wireless headset mo.
Muntik na. To be honest, meron na. Dire-diretso meeting, tas yung sige, maligo na ako. Kasi nasanay ka na eh. Tas yung akin kasi, hindi siya in-ear. Kasi di ba pag in-ear, your voice seems muffled. Dahil na pag naririnig mo sarili mo. Yung akin, hindi. So, there's this, yung parang normal pa din yung naririnig mo. Tas siguro nung time na yun, I was wearing eyeglasses. So, yung parang feeling yung pressure, akala ko nang gagaling siya sa eyeglasses, hindi doon sa ano, doon sa earphones. Muntik na.
Yeah, pero I think very interesting yung sinabi mo, like na mas na gagamit mo na siya and bumabalik yung use mo before, 'di ba? Like
yep,
huwag lumalabas ka.
Yeah. And alam mo yung home buddies na ano na Facebook page, Facebook group?
Hindi. Ano yun?
So para Facebook group siya. Tapos lahat ng, alam mo yung what's your ulam, pare. Diba, pinapakita na ano yung mga kinakain nila. Doon naman sa home buddies, kung ano yung mga renovations na ginagawa nila sa bahay.
Mm.
So, hindi ko sinasabi, it's because of that. That's why I renovated my room, or at least part of it. Kasi long time coming na rin. Umabot sa point na, yung nabanggit mo last week, cabin fever is attacking. So parang umabot ako sa konting point na ganun. So to relieve anxiety, nagbare na ako ng pader. So may bago na akong shelf.
Oh, so home improvement.
Home improvement, ano. Half day. Home improvement project.
Yeah. Handyman yun na rin talaga. No?
Sayang naman yung degree natin eh. Hindi ko nagagamit.
Engineering. Oo nga naman.
Okay. So Abel, our topic for today, medyo ano to, relevant na. It's making noise again.
Right? Yeah.
So in episode 7, pinag-usapan natin what is cryptocurrency. So we talked about Bitcoin, we talked about the details of what cryptocurrency is, we talked about what blockchain is. So for our listeners who want to catch up on it, it's episode 7 of Digital Shomai. Now for this episode, we want to talk about a specific cryptocurrency. Kasi ito na yung nagiging maingay. Di ba, Abel?
Yep.
So we'll be talking about, so ang title natin for today is, ano nga ba ang Dogecoin?
Dogecoin, or sa akin I call it Dogecoin.
Same, Doge.
Yeah. So funny, no, kasi I have friends or even mutual friends natin actually, Kev, who got into cryptocurrency through Dogecoin or Dogecoin, which is parang surprising in the first place. And then I think yun din yung nakakagulat na dun talaga sila pumasok, like sa, because of Dogecoin. It's not because of Bitcoin or Ether. Parang among the cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, di ba parang before people were kind of afraid of it because naririnig nila Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. Pero biglang Dogecoin, and then yun pa yung nag-convince sa kanila na pumasok lang into the cryptocurrency investing specifically. Pero yeah, we're not gonna talk about investing today naman. Yeah. We're trying to avoid that naman talaga, to be honest with the audience, because we don't want to give investing advice. So just to preface everything that we'll be talking about tonight or in this episode, is this is not investment advice. This is just our opinions, and by no means you should follow it. And if you want to invest, make sure to do your research and educate yourself more. So yeah, with that out of the way, Kev, ano nga ba ang Dogecoin?
Ano nga ba ang Dogecoin? So I think it takes back to Bitcoin. It goes back to Bitcoin. For everyone's knowledge din. Kaya rin siya ata naging loud ang Dogecoin ngayon. It's really because it started with the meme, eh. 'Di ba? Yung I think back in 2013, meron yung uso pa yung mga the old memes, hindi yung mga memes ngayon. 'Di ba? Yeah. There was this Shiba Inu meme.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung the coin itself, it was created, in fact, ironically, it was created to make fun of the hype of Bitcoin back in 2013. Kasi 2013, yep, apparently, was a time where Bitcoin was, let's say, gaining prominence. Or at least in the technology space, it's making noise. Nag-iingay na siya na there's this virtual currency that is for the people, basically, mm-hmm, di ba? So may dalawang engineer gumawa ng cryptocurrency to make fun of Bitcoin. Then, mm-hmm, kaya meme yung ginamit nila. It's really satirical. It's really to make fun. So yun yung use niya. Wala silang, they don't have any grand plans for it. Not unlike the coins created now. Na there's the plan to for casinos, the coins to be made as the payment system for the banking industry, yung iba naman for privacy, yung iba naman just the typical settlement. For Dogecoin, wala talaga siya. Ginawa lang talaga siya as a joke, as a means of satire. Then kasi to provide more evidence of that, yung creators, I think ever since they made it, wala na silang updates na ginawa. Wala na silang updates ginawa.
Yeah. Oh, actually, hindi naman sa like totally joke siya though, diba? Like you mentioned nga satirical siya. Pero it works. Like it's useful, diba? Na, it works as a currency. Not that it's like, it doesn't have the plan nga, as you mentioned. Pero it's still functioning as a currency, just like Bitcoin, diba?
Yes. Yes, it does. So, hindi siya yung joke na parang talagang useless. So it's 90% like Bitcoin. I think ang pinaka difference niya is Dogecoin is a bit faster in terms of the transaction speed. Pero aside from that, parang 90% pareho lang sa Bitcoin. Ginawa lang talaga siya as a joke, pero it's working, pero wala talaga siyang grand purpose in life. Ginawa lang siya just for the purpose to be created.
Sorry, based on the story of the creators, one of them just got the domain lang daw of dogecoin.com, and then the other creator contacted the person or the other creator who purchased the domain, and then ginawa na nila yung Dogecoin. And then doon na siya nag-start essentially. So, yeah.
Mm. Since it was I think the reason why it's really gaining prominence now, kasi dati pa naman to eh, di ba? I think there's for a time, naging buzz din ng Dogecoin nung lumilipad yung Bitcoin, yung Ethereum. Sumisikat din naman yung Dogecoin. But everyone knows, it's okay, it's there. It's a meme. Diba? Everyone knows na ganyan siya. But the thing is, since it's one of the first, I would say, or at least isa sa mga pioneers in the crypto space, it became widely available since nung around 2014, 2015, dumadami yung crypto exchanges. So these are websites wherein the regular consumers like you and I are able to buy cryptocurrency. So isa siya sa mga nauuna. So kaya siya rin sikat ngayon kasi almost every cryptocurrency exchange you go to, Dogecoin is available kasi isa siya sa mga una.
Yeah. Actually yung origin niya as a joke nga, diba, has been, although available nga siya wildly, pero its origin as a joke has made it, I think, famous and not famous at the same time. Or hindi naman natin, notorious, I would say, is a better term. Kasi mainstream media and financial experts really would criticize it. Or hindi siya tinitake seriously kasi nga daw as a joke siya. Kasi I guess cryptocurrency initially had this, or Bitcoin specifically, had this criticism na wala siyang attached value, di ba? Yun yung sinasabi about Bitcoin. I think Dogecoin really took the cake in terms of not having a purpose nga eh, di ba? Kasi hindi talaga siya attached to anything. Unlike, say, Bitcoin siguro kasi mas sikat na siya ngayon or mas ginagamit na siya. Pero Dogecoin has been volatile na rin tuloy because of this na hindi, yun, currency lang siya na in exchange and then there's no grand vision. So hindi ma-attach kung ano ba talaga ipipresyo natin dito. Parang ganun yung nangyayari sa kanya.
Yeah. And I think it's also because of that inherent meme-ness, yung pagiging meme niya, that made it really famous with the people, especially yung mga advocates niya ngayon, like yung si chief troll Elon Musk. I think for years eh. I don't think it's just this year that Elon has been advocating Dogecoin. If you really look back at his tweets, matagal naman niya, I think for a couple of years now, talagang inaano na niya, ina-advocate na niya. And I think it's really because of that inherent meme-ness na okay, it's a joke. It's just there. Gumagana siya. It's just there. Nakakatawa yung logo. Yung ganun. Tapos kaya niya, I think, ina-advocate na it's gonna be the people's coin or the world's coin. Kasi it's a meme. Yun yung argument niya. And I think during this time na crypto is in its third or fourth bull cycle, meaning talagang it's gaining popularity. I think people really are more receptive now given na a tech mogul or a technology magnet siya na yung nag-advocate for this specific coin. And I think nakakatulong din yung kung paano niya i-tweet. Kasi parang pa-joke type. So it kind of relates to the everyman.
Yeah. And I think it's on brand for Doge. Di ba? Like how he tweets about it. Pero siguro another reason why cryptocurrency then in general became more famous this year is through the pandemic then. I mean, ang dami rin yung naging positive effects ng pandemic. Eh, no? Pero people were looking for other sources of income. I think in the US kasi nagka-stimulus check sila na very substantial and then doon napupunta yung money nila or doon na lang nila nilalagay. And may mga yumaman, meron din mga na-bankrupt. So, magkaroon ng great media coverage about it which added more nga yung Elon Musk tweeting. So, yun yung I would say some of the reasons why sumikat yung Dogecoin in the recent months.
Yeah. You mentioned the stimulus checks. Actually, I was about to say that kasi it also in part kaya rin sumikat din yung Dogecoin, specifically Dogecoin. Remember the GameStop frenzy? Diba? Mm. The GameStop frenzy, yung sa Redditors, yung Wall Street Bets na Reddit, subreddit. Sila yung mga taong talagang pinupusta yung life savings nila on memes eh. They call meme stocks like GameStop. I think umabot sa point na Dogecoin became part of their meme stock. Kasi sobrang mura nung time na yon, sobrang mura, it's a joke. Sila naman, they're willing to gamble their stimulus check, tawagan nila, diba, stimmies, they're willing to bet their life savings or the money they have into something that has a 90% chance that won't fly. Eh, since ang laki nung coverage din ng Reddit because of that, tas na-realize din ng tao, okay, these investment assets are available to me as a regular person, not unlike before. And it's gaining hype na, oh, yung friend ko nag-i-invest. So talaga nag-domino effect na. Kaya yung meme, yung inherent meme-ness niya, yun talaga yung nag-push sa kanya eh. Kaya for me, it's ironic na it was created to make fun of the hype of Bitcoin. But as it is now, it's riding that wave. Diba? Parang andun na siya sa coattails ng Bitcoin.
Yeah. And funny enough, mimetic talaga siya. Like, it's parang it's fulfilling its own destiny in a funny way. Pero, yeah, I think this is a good point to reiterate again na although may mga nag-invest nga sa kanya, that's up to you and you have to make your own research. We're not giving you any advice or like this is not investment advice. We're just sharing what people have been doing or why Dogecoin became famous recently. Yep. Pero yeah, Kev, I think it's really important then to talk about the other coins, diba? And how Dogecoin compares to them, diba? You've been mentioning Bitcoin, and kasi Dogecoin was created to make fun of Bitcoin. But how does Dogecoin stack up against Bitcoin?
Okay. As far as technology, kasi Dogecoin or Dogecoin is based off of the original Bitcoin blockchain. So, kaya ako sinabi 90%, they're very similar. The difference lie, ang advantage ng Dogecoin is in terms of transaction speed, and the transaction cost, mas mura ang Dogecoin. Kasi nga dati, if I remember back in 2014, 2015, basura. I think that's the appropriate term. So sobrang basura ng trato nila sa Dogecoin. Pinamimigay lang nila yan every time let's say sa Reddit, you posted something, people will just give you Dogecoin for it. So parang participation trophy siya. Parang naging participation trophy siya in a way. So isa siya sa mga use cases dati.
Para siyang naging Facebook-like. 'Di ba?
Yeah. Yeah, in a way, oo. Yeah, para siyang naging Facebook-like. You do something, I'm going to give you Dogecoin for it. So yun yung isa sa mga uses niya dati. And the reason why yun yung gamit, it's because yun nga, transaction speed, it's faster than Bitcoin. And it's cheaper than Bitcoin. Kasi I think the transaction cost is one or two Dogecoins lang. Ngayon, if kahit sa presyo ngayon, that's what? At most $1. Eh dati, parang 0.00000 cents, $0.01 USD. So murang-mura talaga yung transaction. I think the only thing that Bitcoin has the edge over Dogecoin is, one, the name. You cannot beat the OG. Right? You cannot beat the OG. And since Dogecoin is based on BTC, talagang there's that edge of being the original. Second is, Bitcoin was created to have a hard cap. 21 million, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Right? 21 million. Once the 21st million, tama ba yun? The 21st million coin is circulated, that's it. Wala nang bagong Bitcoin na imamine. Or wala nang bagong Bitcoin na isi-circulate. Dogecoin, it's unlimited. So isa siya sa mga criticisms then within the cryptocurrency industry, na it's not a real crypto, quote unquote, kasi you're not solving the inflation problem, so you can just circulate Dogecoin as many as you want. So yun yung fundamental differences nila, at least for Bitcoin. If we're gonna compare it now to what I'd like to call second generation blockchains, like Ethereum, these are the ones that have smart contracts.
Yeah.
I think there's less advantage of Dogecoin with those kinds of blockchains like Ethereum. See, Ethereum, since it has smart contracts, Ethereum kasi yung one of two blockchains within the world na ginagamit ng private sector.
Mm.
Dogecoin doesn't have a use case for the private sector.
Well, except for the currency, no?
except for the currency. Yun lang talaga siya. If you wanna send, it's the bare benefit of crypto. Na you have a digital, a virtual currency or a digital currency that's unregulated, easy to send to peer-to-peer. Yun lang. That's that's really the inherent value of Doge compared to Ethereum. Lalo na ngayon, we are, I think we're entering into the 2.5 or the third generation blockchains. Ito na yung mga Cardanos, probably the IOTAs. Ito na yung mga third generation eh. Siyempre, if you're gonna stack Dogecoin against these third generation blockchains, which I may add, have these grand visions, di ba? Meron silang mga vision na they wanna change the world, basically. But Dogecoin, wala pa rin. They're happy where they are as a meme, di ba? And I think it really revolves around the community, because the community, by community, I mean the developers who are working hard to, or at least the miners, the developers who just ensure that Dogecoin is there, and the people who actually who buy Dogecoin, they're happy and they're content with where they are. Alam naman nila na ano eh, na it's a meme, but they're solely relying on Elon Musk, Mark Cuban to keep them afloat. Parang masaya na sila kung nasaan sila. Which, alam mo yung there's this whimsy. It's very whimsical that it draws you to it. Ayun, parang, wala eh, ganun siya eh.
Yeah, I think yung history niya in terms of its price really shows that eh. Like, it has made people millionaires and then really got that money or got that value back within days or weeks lang, di ba? So, yun nga, it's very volatile.
So, to give you, yun nga, you mentioned volatility, di ba? So, to give our listeners perspective, and again, this is not investment advice. So, we're just pointing out facts. Since the start of the year, the price rose by 6,000%. So, ilang decimal points yun. Isipin mo, gano'ng kalaki yun. So, parang yung 1 peso mo naging, I don't know, 5,000, naging 6,000 pesos, basically. Di ba? So, ganun kalala yung price niya. Ganun kalala yung jump. So, again, it's not investment advice. And these are people who reap the gains, yung mga, like Abel said, who got mad money, yung mga naging probably millionaires. Sila yung nag-all-in from the get-go na they're really willing to gamble life savings away. So, parang at the end of everything else, at a couple of tweets from some famous people, yumaman sila. Well, if they cashed in, right? If they took profits, that's assuming they took profits, yumaman sila. But kung hindi, it's andun pa din. Madami lang silang Dogecoin. So, dami lang silang coins.
Yep. So, I think it's important then, Kev, to talk about the other coins nga. Not just in the context of how Doge compares, diba? Kasi you mentioned nga that comparably, it's like Dogecoin compares most to Bitcoin. Pero how about Ethereum and Cardano? How are they different from Bitcoin and Dogecoin?
Okay. Fundamentally, think of Bitcoin and Doge as the actual currency. Yung pinapasa mo via GCash, for example. Ethereum and to a more extent Cardano, think of them as GCash. Think of them as GCash that so happened to have their own currency.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kaya sila yung tinatawag na the second generation blockchains or even third generation blockchains. Kasi Bitcoin, yun nga, currency siya eh. Na you need an exchange, technically, you need an exchange in order to swap the tokens. You need to swap Dogecoin to swap Bitcoin. But for Ethereum, kaya siya ginagamit ng ano ng the private sector. There's what they call the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance. So kasama diyan ng Microsoft, Amazon, or AWS rather, kasama sila dyan eh. And their sole purpose is to develop applications using the Ethereum blockchain. So yun yung one of the fundamental differences. Dogecoin, it's just a currency. But Ethereum, I can build applications on top of it. Kaya yung mga naririnig mo na ngayon, another buzzword in the industry is DeFi or decentralized finance. So think of them as GCash, pero specifically for crypto. And in a way, para rin siyang bank kasi yung crypto mo nag-earn ng interest. And yung applications na yun, ginawa siya on top of the Ethereum blockchain. So I think with that note, yun yung talaga yung fundamental difference niya. Na a lot, you can do a lot of things with Ethereum, Cardano, and the other new currencies, while Dogecoin, ano lang talaga, and Bitcoin, you just really, it's currency. It's really currency.
To put it shortly, Ether and Cardano are like the second generation of Bitcoin. Like what Bitcoin could be, diba? Or like what the blockchain technology could really be and what it could do. And we've talked about a lot of those in the previous episode nga. Now, siguro another buzzword ngayon is NFTs, diba? A lot of people have been talking about non-fungible tokens. And these tokens or non-fungible tokens only exist within the Ethereum network. Is that correct, Kev? Diba?
Most of them, I believe, exist on the Ethereum network.
Yeah. And these, naman, just to give everyone an idea, are like non-fungible tokens talaga na you can't replicate them, and they're unique tokens that exist within the network. So a lot of artists have been using them. I'm not sure if we talked about this na in the previous episode. Pero that's something that only the Ethereum network and Cardano could do. Parang hindi siya magagawa ng Bitcoin and ng Dogecoin, right?
Yeah. To an extent, the first generation, at least the umbrella term, yung first generation blockchains, hindi. They need to have an upgrade in order to accommodate NFTs. If ako isi-simplify kong NFTs, they're basically crypto eh. Essentially, crypto sila by nature. Pero instead of having 21 million coins in circulation, it's just one. It's unique. Mm.
So it's one instance lang, parang ganun.
Oo, it's one. Parang yun na yun. Kasi kunyari, Bitcoin. There's 21 million Bitcoin, right? Even if yung pagmamayari ko na yung the Bitcoin that I have cannot be counterfeited. Counterfeited, tama ba yung term? Basta, it cannot be replicated. But the Bitcoin that you have, it's still Bitcoin, right? Mm. The Bitcoin I have, it's still Bitcoin. Yung NFTs, basically, it's crypto, pero iisa lang siya. It's only one. So, yung mga NFTs na nagsisirculate, it's only one. It's unique. Each NFT created by artists, kasi it's tagged to, let's say for artists, it's tagged to a digital art. So, just like that specific art is unique, that coin is unique.
Yeah.
So, yun lang yung ano niya. That's basically what NFTs are. Kaya naman sin sila sumisikat kasi, di ba, sinasabi, we've been hearing in the news that NFTs are selling for 5-digit USD, 6-digit USD. But that's basically what NFTs are. A unique and expensive form of cryptocurrency.
I think a good analogy is parang yung original, kunyari binili mo yung Mona Lisa, siya lang yun, di ba? Yun lang yung Mona Lisa na painting. Hindi, syempre hindi mo naman siya mauulit kasi si Leonardo da Vinci yung nagpaint. So yun lang siya, di ba? Versus, kumbaga, as you mentioned nga, Bitcoin is like yung 20 peso bill mo. maraming ibang 20 peso bill sa mundo or sa Philippines. Parang ganun. Although unique nga yung 20 peso bill mo kasi may serial number siya. Pero maraming ibang 20 peso bill. With NFT, yep, yung Mona Lisa, yun lang yung original Mona Lisa. Everything else could be fake. I mean, hindi naman talaga siya mare-replicate.
Or kunyari, naglabas ang ano, naglabas ang BSP ng 100,000 peso bill, tapos pinamigay lang niya sa isang tao. Hmm. Parang ganun siya. Ikaw lang talaga yung meron nun. Hmm. Ayun, so, those are what NFTs. That's what NFTs are. Tapos, yun, NFTs, since sa Ethereum, di ba, you can build applications. So, kaya ka pwede gumawa ng NFT on top of the Ethereum network. To an extent, Cardano, gagawa na rin sila. Kaya siya, ano, it's really the newer generation blockchains that allow for everyone to create their own coin. So that's basically the message. Ethereum allows you to create your own coin. So if ano ko lang, i-add ko, meron isang meme, and I think this will resonate with you, Abel. There's a guy back in 2015 or 2016. He created a coin called Deez Nuts. That's DEEZNUT. Tapos pag pumunta ka sa webpage niya before, he's a guy, sinasabi niya, I created Deez Nuts just for fun. And whoever wants it, just ask it from me. I'll give it to you. As long as you have an Ethereum compatible wallet. I'll give you Deez Nuts. Tapos sinabi pa niya doon na how to use Deez Nuts. You can hold Deez Nuts. You can sell Deez Nuts. So, alam mo talaga, it's really whimsical in nature. Tapos sinabi nga niya, it took him 2 hours or 3 hours to make it. Talaga pinamimigay lang niya. Wala daw siya magawa. So, anyone can really create their own coin. It's really just you or people placing a dollar value on it.
Sobrang benda lang name niya, Deez Nuts.
Di ba? Nakakatawa nga kasi kung paano rin niya finraise yung mga sentences niya. Parang may innuendos, pero it's really whimsical when you read it. Nakakatawa talaga siya.
So, Kev, I think Ethereum and Cardano are like very interesting in terms of technology. Going into blockchains, doon din naman talaga ako na interest before. Just not as investment opportunities yet before, diba? Pero technology itself, exciting yung world ng Ethereum, as you mentioned nga with the NFTs and other applications na we didn't really talk about here. But yeah, if I were interested in going into cryptocurrency, again, although this is not advice, parang because some people are, what do you think are the proper steps on how to get into it or like look into it?
Okay. Most of the things that we will be saying, I think I'm sure Abel, you will add something to what I'll be saying. Yung mga sabihin naman natin, hindi naman to special. I think this is more of common sense. And ito yung mga talaga naririnig nyo, or at least maririnig ng mga tao. We just want to reiterate the importance. So one for me is you really have to remember that cryptocurrency is very volatile, and it's 24/7. Not like the Philippine Stock Exchange, na there's a set time where you can trade. After that, the market end or the market closes. For cryptocurrency, it's 24/7. So kahit tulog ka, may mga nangyayari. It goes up, it goes down. So just keep that in mind. Marami akong friends who are entering, who are joining the market. Hindi daw sila nakakatulog.
Oh, kasi baka pag-gising mo, wala nang value yung pera mo.
Exactly. Let's say, nagpasok ka 100 pesos. Tapos tulog ka pag-gising mo, 20 na lang, 30 na lang. Maraming ganun. Yeah. Lalo na yung mga newcomers, like last year or this year pumasok because of the hype. So just keep that in mind, that cryptocurrency is very volatile. Of course, just like stocks, it depends on the currency. So going to my second point, and as you mentioned earlier, Abel, do your own research. There are, I don't know, thousands and thousands of coins online na pwede mong bilhin. Pero 1% lang yata doon yung talagang may value. So do your own research, understand what the plans are. May iba namang tokens or coins. They are honest about, okay, we're here for the memes. We're just a meme. We just wanna enter the space, nothing more. Yung iba pa nga sinasabi, don't buy us. Parang buy us at your own risk. May mga ganong coins. Talagang wala lang magawa siguro yung mga creators. But do your own research. Yun talaga. And don't forget to ask friends, ask feeling nyo yung experts. Ganon.
Yeah. I think to simply put what you've said nga is don't invest in something that you don't understand actually. Or maybe that's sort of wrapping everything up. Pero, yeah, pag hindi mo naintindihan, wag ka na lang pumasok, I would say. Diba? Kasi, yeah. Especially if you're putting in hard-earned money, don't go into it if you don't understand it.
Definitely. Agree ako dyan, Abel. And if you want to invest specifically in Dogecoin, again, just our opinions, ha? It's true, yes, that people made money. Yung iba, malaki-laking pera. But then again, sila nga yung from the get-go who are really willing to risk everything and buy trash before. Kasi it was really considered trash. Or bumibili sila ng freebie. Ganun yung lumalabas eh. So, just keep that in mind na the market goes up, the market goes down. Na if you have some friends who made money, just exercise caution in entering the market, especially if you want to enter it now. Just exercise caution kasi it goes up, it goes down. Another thing is, specifically for Doge, for Dogecoin, even the crypto experts kasi are calling it hype. Na it's kept afloat or it's growing really because of hype. No grand purpose, no vision, not even update or patch doon sa mismong blockchain. Wala. So I'm not saying the devs have given up on it. It's just that wala, they're not putting the effort that we expect of a coin with a top 10 market cap. Kasi lahat ng nasa top 10, the developers are really putting in blood, sweat and tears into their product. But Dogecoin, wala lang. Sige, wala silang effort, tas tumataas yung price. It's really just because of hype. So just keep that in mind na hype can go down anytime. And for me, the last thing is, if for, again, invest money that, you know, you're willing to lose, I think that's the simplest way I can put it. Don't invest your life savings. Or at least if may financial advice ako ibibigay, that's it. Don't invest your life savings in crypto. But that's just me. That's my own personal opinion. If specific to Dogecoin, just have the mindset na any money you invest on it, consider it good as gone. So just keep that in mind. Yun lang. I think that's for me.
I like the last one kasi especially with the volatility of Dogecoin. I think it was really interesting to like talk about it tonight. Kahit medyo maikli tong episode na to, it's interesting to talk about it kasi talaga sumisikat siya eh. I mean, at least to a certain level. To be honest, it's not as deep as we think it would be. Like, it's simply a meme coin. It's not like Ethereum na I think we could talk about it in like 3 episodes siguro. Diba?
Agree. Yep.
Pero with Dogecoin, it's a meme, I would say. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get it if you want to get it. Just, as I mentioned earlier, yun nga, don't invest in what you don't understand. So, yeah, at least this sort of sheds some light into what it is. I hope. Pero, yeah.
Yun. But again, diba, at the end of the day, even though it's a meme, or at least for us, it's a meme. For people, it's what they believe in. At the end of the day, it's really beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If you put value in it, there's enough people believe in it, it becomes true and it becomes valuable. So I think that's what's happening with Doge right now. But just be careful, and that's it. Have fun with it, I guess, at the end of the day, right? Kung masaya ka naman bumili ka or nakikita mo siya. Kasi even the everyday people are knowing about it. So that tells you something about the impact cryptocurrency and specifically Dogecoin as a whole is making. So let's see where this takes us.
Yeah. Let's just hope na when people lose their money, I mean, I guess this is just a reminder now. If people lose their money, they can't really tweet at or call Elon Musk because of his tweet.
Anyway. That's true.
All right, Kev. Very interesting episode or very interesting conversation. It was nice to hear your thoughts on Dogecoin and the history of it. Actually, to be honest, I'm really excited, or I hope we could talk about the applications of something like Cardano or Ethereum, speaking about blockchains and crypto, diba? Because I think those are very promising in terms of tech. And yeah, maybe in a future episode, we could do that.
Yep, maybe. And I think kaya nga mga 1-2 episodes. Yeah.
No, ba?
So, again, baka the way the episode went, I'm gonna repeat what I said in episode 7. I'm in no means a blockchain expert or a cryptocurrency expert. I just do my research. I'm just a guy who knows things. So, yun na yung i-disclaimer ko. Baka kasi the way the conversation went, and I'm not self-promoting and I'm being honest. So yun lang, just for everyone's knowledge.
Ikaw yung sisisihin, hindi ako.
Well, I'm alluding to that na I'm ugugas kamay na ako. Ayun. Abel, where can they find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn. You can search for Abel Ross Maningas and connect with me. You can also find me on Instagram at Abel Maningas. And if you're on Clubhouse, I'm on Clubhouse as well. Same handle, at Abel Maningas. Where can they find you, Kev?
They can find me on LinkedIn as well. It's Kevin John Lee. Look for Enterprise Architect as the job title, or look for Scale Up Solutions. Also, you can find both Abel and I every other Thursday in our Discord channel. Search for the Discord channel Digital Shomai. You can also reach us at our Digital Shomai Facebook page, where we post our bi-monthly podcast there. Doon namin siya sinishare. So just don't be strangers. Feel free to reach out to Abel for any questions.
All right. To our listeners, thank you again for listening. Please share this episode if you enjoyed it. Listen to our other episodes if you found this interesting. It really helps us a lot to do this. And it gives us feedback, first and foremost, that you liked what we're talking about. So yeah, we hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe. Bye.
Vaccinated. Bye.
Bye.